Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
At Parker, our purpose is simple. We want to make the world a better place. By working more efficiently, by using more sustainable practices, by developing better technologies, we keep moving forward. With each new idea, innovation, and partnership, we're one step closer to fulfilling our purpose every single day. To find out more, visit parker.com/purpose. Parker, engineering your success.
I'm Annie.
And I'm Leah.
And this is Lactation Business Coaching with Annie and Leah, where we talk about the smart way to create a compassionate and professional private practice.
Let's dive in.
Well, hey there, Leah.
Hey, Annie. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing well. Doing very well.
Looking forward to talking about this topic today, because it's something I feel like comes up a lot when we're just like in the context of whatever episode we're recording. We talk a lot about how we try to think about taking care of our future selves. And we were joking before we came on that we don't really do a great job of it. So
totally. It is a work in progress, but it's a concept that we want to share because, you know, it can help guide your tasks and your thought processes and just this kindness towards ourselves. You know, we spend a lot of time being really kind to the people we take care of and making sure their future selves are well cared for and those babies are well cared for, you know, but could we turn that on ourselves by just kind of having a framework for the concept of how do we take care of ourselves? You know, that's the thing that I think maybe it does for me.
Yeah, I know. I do try to think about it in terms of like, I can get so focused on like, okay, what do I need to do today? And let me like cram everything in today and not thinking about like, okay, if I keep cramming things in, am I going to ever take a break? And the answer is no. And so I need to take a break now because I need to train my future self to take breaks.
That makes sense. Yeah. That you would get better and better at being aware of when you'd need to take a break. I think sometimes what it does for me is like, if I'm wrapping up my day, maybe, and I'm like, oh, I don't feel like doing anything else. I just want to crash in bed and just be like, forget the world, turn the lights out. And then I'll think, future Leah will not appreciate that you did not switch your scrubs from the washer to the dryer. I'll literally think of that. I'll be like, she will not be happy with you. She will be so sad. Like, okay, fine. I'll walk back downstairs and throw them in the dryer. Or I don't feel like doing this, or I don't feel like doing that. And then it'll make me kind of like, oh yeah, but I could be nice to future Leah and like actually do that. And then maybe set me up for a bit more success. Yeah, that's how sometimes it guides me. And I literally think of that. I'll be like kind of considering how mad I'll be at myself tomorrow. And I'll be like, oh, how mad will Leah be? She'll be pretty ticked off about that one. You know, it's like I've got two different people here. Maybe this is a bigger psychiatric problem. No, I'm considering myself in all these different realms. But it is really helpful because I think we have to think of the implications of what we do today will impact tomorrow. So it's helpful to consider like how you'll feel about like you said, with taking a break, like how will I feel about this next week when I, or even tomorrow when I stayed up till midnight, you know, trying to cram in, like you were saying. Like
one way that I do feel like I'm, I guess, somewhat successful in taking care of my future self is in some of the automations that I've set up. So like, I don't have to think about, did my clients get the right forms? Because my charting platform, all of that is set up. If once the appointment is confirmed, everything happens automatically. And I really do just have to just wait for it to be done. I don't have to go in and be like, okay, now I have to remember to send this form and that form. I mean, I do have to check them to make sure they're completed. And there are some reminders that have to go in, you know, that have to happen if people don't fill them out. But I also have that set up inside. I use IntakeQ. I have tasks set up that are connected to the forms. And there's like a task that's like, when a form gets submitted, I get tagged to review it. But there's also a task that pops up the day before an appointment that says, check to see if the forms are completed. So I don't even have to think about that. I log in IntakeQ. That reminder is there. And that really helps me not be, I definitely am a, like a completist and a checker. And, and it's not. And so I can get like, oh no, I have to check. I'll check one thing. And then I'm like, oh no, let me check every appointment I have this week.
Yeah. Yes.
And then I'm like, okay, where did 2 hours go? That was terrible. That was a terrible way to spend my time. It's like clicking on and being like, oh, okay. Yeah, this one. No. So I'm just like, it's set up. Just going to trust it. Sometimes it doesn't work. Every once in a while, like they book too soon and they don't too close to the visit and the COVID form doesn't go out, but that's also okay. Like it all works out. I don't need to be constantly monitoring it for it to work.
Yeah. I mean, those automations are huge. And I have similar, like, you know, forms that go out. I even have, because I love my little task reminders. As a side note, my admin knows that, like, if she wants something done, just go put it on the IntakeQ tasks, because I love to check those off. Like, just the thrill of being like, and I did that, and I did that, and it's back to zero. It's so exciting to me. I also have a task because I like to send like a personal follow-up text to just say like, hey, I'm thinking about you guys, hoping the week has gone well. Let me know if, you know, that's kind of just my style of something that I do. And so like, I don't even have to think about when that has to happen. I'll just have like my automated tasks coming up for that. And that just frees my mind because I know I have a place that I'm going to stop and check back in with every single person that I've encountered in the last week. So it has freed my little brain a little bit in that, like, sometimes I'll get a little bit of like everybody's situation kind of swirling in my head and I'm thinking about them and wondering how it's going. And I'm working on that, like letting these things go. And this is part of my letting these things go is like, I'm not going to think about them unless necessary until my tasks come up for that person. And then I know that I have a place to stop and apply my focus to them and, you know, check back in and make sure all is well there. The other way, though, that I have found that I'm really turning to a lot more is like external support, because you know what? That is a way to take care of ourselves, is to get the help we need so that like we're not bogged down, that we're not overwhelmed. Like I have been, and I know we've talked about this before, but like more open to like hiring the support that I need, or, you know, finding those people that I know could fill a gap for me that will make me feel better in the future. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Also, like, you know, hiring just another lactation consultant in the moment, it feels like so much work, you know, because you're like, I have trained this person, but like future me will really appreciate this. So I've been thinking about that a lot too. And I think that's something you have expressed to me too. Like, I am hiring these people or changing these things because I know, even though it sucks in the moment to like train and all of that, it's like future me will be so happy that I kind of pushed through in this moment and got this done. Right.
That's definitely been my experience with taking on independent contractor this spring. I took on an independent contractor and an intern who was completing her pathway 3 hours. And at the same time that I opened my office and was prepping for the supplementation conference that I did in the spring, and it all kind of happened at once. And I was like, this is a lot. And I never would have chosen for all these things to be happening at the same time. But that said, it really was so good to have the office in place, because then during the conference, and there were a lot of lives, I was like, I'm just going to be in my office 2 days a week, and I'm only going to see people in the office, and I'm not going to add another layer of complexity with home visits. And that has definitely been the right decision. Like, it really has created a lot of rest inside my schedule, not feeling like I'm just so crammed to get everything done. And then having my independent contractor working with me, first of all, she's amazing. She's great. The clients love her. She gives,
she's awesome.
So good at her job. So, so great clinically, and has amazing communication skills, but also knowing that, like, I can go away and she will answer people's questions for me. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't have to be monitoring stuff. And that's the piece where just having that continuity and having my intern available, we had her do some just check-ins with people that I've never been able to do. She got some of her hours by doing prenatal consultations. We just offered them for free, and she does a great prenatal, and we got great feedback from the people who worked with her. So, and then it's like, that's meeting a need. The people now have a very warm feeling about City Lactation, because I have these, it's not just me putting myself out there, it's me and these other people who are so warm and so skilled and available. Like, we can just balance each other out really well. So yes, it was a lot of work and definitely been worth it for this team that I've put together.
So future Annie will be thanking you continuously. Yeah,
definitely. Definitely. You know, the other thing too, thinking about like something you and I've talked about, is like our approach to taking time off, which I know is something you and I both struggle with, is like,
absolutely. Yeah.
Feeling
it's
that
so hard.
Like, what for you is the hardest part about planning to take time off? Like, what's the thing that most gets in your way?
Yeah. I mean, I definitely think it's this kind of like sense of pressure, like from the fact that like there's somebody that wants to see me and they want to have it be soon. You know, they don't want to wait another week. And so the people pleaser in me is like, well, if they want it and need it, and I, you know, essentially can do it, even though I want to take time off, I can physically do it. I feel this pressure of like, you know, it's really hard to choose me over their need, you know, and that's, you know, again, things I'm working on. But it's also, I think, as an entrepreneur and a business owner, you know, I feel like we all kind of have this sense of pressure. Like, if I take too much time off, you know, will I lose business? Will people be frustrated with, you know, not being able to get in with us? You know, there's a lot of like pressure that comes from that too, just, and then also like from financial, like, well, you know, if I don't work, not as much money coming in, you know. So I think this like so multi-layer that I usually just succumb to the pressure versus pushing through it. And so you really have to take me like off the planet. I can't do staycations very well. I wish I could go off the planet. I can't, but I really have to be like literally physically somewhere where I cannot do. No way, no chance could do any kind of consultation. then maybe I will take a break. But it's hard for me to like do like a staycation, or I'm just gonna like take a few days off work and just be home doing stuff, you know. That's harder for me. I know you're a little bit better at that. Your boundaries are definitely a bit better in that area.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
At Parker, our purpose is simple. We want to make the world a better place. By working more efficiently, by using more sustainable practices, by developing better technologies, we keep moving forward. With each new idea, innovation, and partnership, we're one step closer to fulfilling our purpose every single day. To find out more, visit parker.com/purpose. Parker, engineering your success.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
That it's something though that is because of when I was first my early years of my private practice, I was also homeschooling my kids, and it was like real homeschooling, like real. I mean, it's all homes, not
yeah.
We were like homeschooling by choice, by volition, not because a pandemic made us homeschool, and that whole right. thing was very different. But I had really known that. I was never available to just work whenever I wanted to work. There was always a lot of planning.
Right.
And what I also realized was that if I took a vacation, when I came back, I knew that my kids would need, like, we all needed like some reentry time, and like, or there would be things happening. And so I got in the habit of just blocking off time before and after my vacation. And the main thing that I started doing originally was a week before I would, if I'm going on vacation for a week before I'm going on vacation, no new clients. It's all follow-ups.
Yeah.
Until the day before I'm going on vacation, I would open up a last minute new client spot, because I'm gotcha. Like, you're not going to hear from me until I get back, but you'll be okay. I'll just schedule you for right when I get back.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that also worked out well. But then I was like, I'm still like having the problem of like having to like deal with scheduling while I'm on my vacation to make sure that, like, you know, if I'm gone 7 days and Monday's my first day back, and I'm like, well, I need to make sure I've got consults the first day back. And that was starting to, you know, make me really tired. And my family would be like, leave us alone, like leave your phone alone, pay attention to us. So now I'm like, well, that all has to wait till I get back. So if I go on vacation, I come back on a Saturday, I'm not seeing clients on Monday. I might not even be seeing clients on Tuesday. I could, if like I had a last minute request, and instead of saying like, I could, or I can't, I probably can't, because then you can talk yourself into it. I'll just say, I'm just not available. I'm not available. And knowing that, like, to satisfy whatever desire I have to be productive during those days and not, you know, not feel like a loaf sitting around. Like, I'm sure something will happen that will require me to work in some capacity on those days,
yeah.
but not that like now I have to like jump right back in and go do 3 home visits. So
that's a very smart way to take care of future Annie's vacationing self.
Because, you know, like, when you go on vacation with kids, it's like also never actually like a full
right
vacation.
Like a full vacation. I know, because there's so like much that? Like orchestration of it all and packing and unpacking, and yeah, it's so much work.
Like have vacation. You seen that like meme that was like, you know, family goes to the beach to find out it's just like being at home only with sand? Yeah. And you're like, you're still like cooking, you're still cleaning, and there's sand. I'm like, yes, yeah, like that is relate to that.
So true. So true. I know. So it is, that's really a smart way to think about, you know, taking time off if it is for like a vacation, like a way that you could take care of your future self is to like also make that transitioning back into work. Yeah. So this is like, hint, hint, Leah, this message is for you, because Annie knows I'm about to go on vacation. And she's like, Leah, what are you doing?
If you were your own employee, you would have to give yourself a certain number of vacation days. And listen, I'm not trying to to choose violence during this podcast episode, but do you take enough vacation days in a year? Do you take as many vacation days as you are like allowed to take,
right,
as like a human, you know? Yeah.
And the answer is probably no. The answer is probably no. And it's such a good reminder. And you and other people that I've, you know, been around in this field, have been such great examples and keep reminding me of all the ways that I could do better for future Leah, and she'll be so happy and so relaxed and like have, you know, more energy to give when we do these things. And I think that's, you know, the framework of thinking about that. Like if you've come to a moment where you're like, should I do this or should I do that? Like sometimes it's helpful to just go, what would future, insert your name, really appreciate me doing right now? And sometimes it helps you like just think of yourself kind of like as a separate person that you're caring for, because that's really our mentality, right? As consultants, I think we oftentimes are just like very much in the mindset of like caring for these other people. And so it almost plays on our desire to take care of another person by almost kind of separating ourselves from ourselves in the sense of like, what would this person really appreciate? And then sometimes we can do things for ourselves that we really wouldn't necessarily choose, you know, like it's really helped. The framework of it has really helped me in so many ways. And I think what I hear you saying is it's also been a nice way. I remember in one of our very, very early podcasts, this is where some of this came from. You were like, how would future Annie feel if I, you know, didn't have gloves or something? I think it's about ordering gloves. You know, it is like, I think this must have been like episode like 3 or something. I so vividly remember that because it was one of those moments where I was like, oh, it's such a good way to think about it. And then we've just like continued to think about it that way. But yeah, is future Annie doing better with the glove ordering? Like,
no,
future
Annie is still
mad at past
terrible.
Annie.
Yeah, past Annie is still living on with future Annie. Future, so like what future Annie needs is permission just to sit, I guess. Like, okay, this is what I think. I'll restate that. What I think future Annie wants is a day off. And so to give future Annie a day off, I just work all the time. I'm like, oh, well, I don't have anything to do right now. Let me just like catch up on stuff. Because at some point in the future Annie's going to take a day off. But future Annie never does take a day off.
Yeah,
because there's is always something to do. You know, there's like that, I forget, there's some like name for it, but like work will always expand to fill the container that you give it. Mm. And I give work too much of a container. Like it's my identity. I also have like the dopamine rush from like working, like whatever. And then we were watching
those little tasks.
Yeah. And like just feeling productive. And we were watching, my family and I've been rewatching 30 Rock as a family. And there's an episode in the first season where Jack Donaghy, the CEO person or whatever, head chairman of General Electric, has a heart attack, and Liz Lemon goes to visit him in the hospital. And he's like, Lemon, I saw so many things flash before my eyes. And I thought, I came to the end. I saw the light. I was like, if the end is near. And he goes, and I realized something. I should have worked more.
Oh, no.
Such a perfect punchline.
Like, right.
I'm like, oh my absolutely. Gosh. Like, I feel like I was like, I got a little too much Jack Donaghy in me where I'm like, there's always something I could do. And so I think what I was trying to say at the beginning of the episode is I think what future Annie wants is future Annie wants to exist.
Yeah.
And she like might want to exist like out. Now, like today, not at some vague point in the future. I think basically yes. I have been preventing future Annie from being birthed.
Yes. Let that baby out. Come on. Release and feel the opening. I'm not a doula. Probably not say all the right things right now. but yeah, we can't even talk. That was so fun. but I definitely feel you because if you're always working for a time that you never let yourself be, you know, like you said, like I'm always working thinking, oh, this will be so helpful because in the future I'll want to take a day off, but then you never do. It's like, oh, wait, you're actually, you know, burning the candle at both ends, literally, because the other end never gets to exist. You know, it's that true statement. And, you know, the truth is, like you said, like, we're never going to come to the end of the days, you know, and see the light and be like, gee, I wish that I had like slaved more hours over, over that, you know, tweaking my charting platform, you know, like we're going to be like, oh, I'm so thankful that I had time to do the things that really matter in my life. You know, that's probably what we're going to be thinking. So I think like, we hope that this framework and all these also funny side notes have brought you to a point to understand that we care about you guys so much and we want you to care about you so much that you'll think about each day how you might be able to take care of your future self and then also let your future self be birthed.
Okay, I will induce labor today. No, I'm going to go for a long walk is what I'm going to do.
Yes.
A nice long walk. I'll get my toes done.
Yes.
I'll read my book. All those things you're supposed to do when you're trying to have a baby. I'll do other things that you're supposed to do when you're trying to have a baby. It'll be great. Future Annie is coming, I promise.
Yes. So. I hope so because she needs to be here and take her moment of rest and relaxation that you've been working so hard definitely. To give her. Well, it's been fun having this conversation today. Fun in so many ways. And
so fun.
I look forward to our next conversation.
Me too. It was great, Leah. I'll talk to you soon.
Talk soon. Bye.
Bye.
If you enjoyed today's episode, please share it with a friend and leave us a review. Be sure to hit that subscribe button so you never miss an episode.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.